Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and today is Thursday, the 30th of June, 2022. Starting in the Americas today. In the United States, yesterday more statements were made against Donald Trump. This was during a hearing regarding his involvement in the Capitol riots. Cassidy Hutchinson, who was a top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified yesterday. She said when rioters were calling for Vice President Mike Pence to be hung, Mr. Trump said he agreed. Liz Cheney, who is the top Republican on the House panel investigating the violent attack on the Capitol, spoke about this yesterday.
The rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." The President of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, "Mike deserves it," and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong. This is a sentiment that he has expressed at other times as well. In an interview with ABC News correspondent Jonathan Carl, President Trump was asked about the supporters chanting "Hang Mike Pence" last year. Instead of condemning them, the former president defended them.
Saying "Hang Mike,"
because it's common sense, John. It's common sense that you're supposed to protect. How can you, if you know a vote is fraudulent, right? Yeah. How can you pass on a fraudulent vote to Congress?
In Ecuador, President Guillermo Lasso has survived an attempt by opposition lawmakers to remove him. The opposition-led Congress tried to remove the right-wing president over the recent protests in Ecuador. The protests began after a soldier was killed in an attack. The government has been speaking with indigenous leaders to end the protests, but the president said he will not negotiate it any further. The protests have been going on for more than 2 weeks. Africa. In Ethiopia. Yesterday, there were bomb blasts in 4 separate places. Authorities say the explosions were to terrorize the public. Police have said that 6 people have been arrested. Tensions have risen in Ethiopia after the authorities launched what they called a law enforcement operation. The operation has seen the arrest of thousands of individuals. In Nigeria, a woman who tweeted about a mass kidnapping has pleaded guilty to misleading the police. Amira Sufyan had earlier this month tweeted that she had been kidnapped, along with 16 others, by people in police uniforms. That led to public anger and pressure on the authorities to act and rescue them. It later turned out to be a false alarm after days of investigation by the police. She was then arrested. Europe. In Spain, during the NATO summit, President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will increase its military presence across Europe. This is in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A permanent army headquarters will be created in Poland. New U.S. warships will go to Spain, fighter jets to the U.K., and ground troops to Romania. Mr. Biden said the U.S. was stepping up and proving that NATO was needed now more than it ever has been.
Together, our allies, we're going to make up sure that NATO is ready to meet threats from all directions across every domain, land, air, and the sea. In a moment when Putin has shattered peace in Europe and attacked the very, very tenets of rule-based order, the United States and our allies, we're going to step up. We're stepping up.
In Scotland, yesterday, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon met the Queen. Ms. Sturgeon's meeting with the Queen came a day after she spoke about plans for a second Scottish independence referendum. Ms. Sturgeon has said that the Queen would remain head of state if Scotland becomes independent. Asia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is visiting Ukraine and Russia in an attempt to restart peace talks. The president, known as Jokowi, is one of six world leaders the United Nations has appointed as champions of a global crisis response group. The group was formed to address the threat of hunger posed by the war. Jokowi has said he will urge Putin to agree to a ceasefire. In India, yesterday, the government suspended internet services and banned large gatherings. This is after the murder of a Hindu man caused religious tension. The victim was killed by two Muslim men who claimed they attacked the victim due to his support for controversial comments made by a politician on the Prophet Muhammad. Police have arrested the two men. And finally, scientists say smelling desert rain can be good for health. This is because of the oils and other chemicals released by desert plants. Forest bathing is an ancient practice that originated in the forests of Eastern Asia. It involves smelling the rain and spending time in nature to help reduce stress and improve overall health. That's your world news in 7 minutes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. And if you listen on Spotify, please leave a star rating. You can also send us a message at send7.org. I'm Namitha Raghunath. And tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.